referring to other practitioners or services. As we have mentioned previously, coaches do not offer any form of treatment for healthcare challenges. They are, of course, a powerful ally and resource for people engaging in changing aspects of their lives to meet the challenges that life has brought them. We recommend and see it as best practice for coaches to have a system of referral covering as wide a range of support and services as possible. This best practice forms part of the coaching professional's ethics and responsibilities. Recovery and wellness coaching is set in a framework of multidisciplinary approaches to and therapies for a number of healthcare challenges that are both aggravated and can be recovered from in part or in some cases entirely through behavioural and lifestyle changes by the person experiencing the challenge. Coaches need to be aware of the approaches within the speciality that they wish to coach in, i.e. diabetes, substance misuse, etc., as well as have relationships with practitioners, both medical and non-medical, connected with the speciality. As a client develops and carries out a recovery to wellness plan, so some of these complementary treatments, therapies, and or other resources may be a desired and or urgent part of that plan. This is especially so where the client is in need of services that fall into the lower part of the curve on the where recovery and wellness coaching fits diagram that we've been looking at earlier, and where there may be a crisis, a loss of control, or severe or total reduction of client choice. So if your client is not in some kind of recovery, then they may wish, and your coaching relationship may well lead them to want to find some kind of treatment as part of initiating or developing their recovery process. It may also be that it becomes desirable for your client to seek other services that are not treatment related, but that are relevant to increasing their support network, their sense of well-being, and their desire for change, recovery, and wellness. Now, these may be completely complementary services that your client wishes to engage with as a way to support their lives in recovery. Bearing this in mind, it is advisable to have the widest set of possible options within your own knowledge base. So, having decided to establish or build relationships with other professionals and services to whom you can refer your clients, it is advisable to check whether some of these professionals are aligned with the work you do as a recovery and wellness coach. As recovery and wellness coaching is often perceived as a cutting-edge new approach, which in some respects it is likely that few professionals will in fact have any clear idea what recovery and wellness coaching is. Furthermore, there may well be those who have a definition of coaching generally that is not aligned with recovery and wellness coaching and professional coaching. It's therefore advisable that you do some educating as you go along. If you are working alongside other professionals in a particular sector, then be sure to develop and maintain open lines of communication with them about recovery and wellness coaching. Share information and success stories whilst maintaining client confidentiality.